call the meeting to order. If we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbush, if you could call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Item 2, executive session. Can I have a motion to enter into an executive session to discuss negotiations?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Okay, at this time, we're going to enter into an executive session to discuss negotiations. All right, thank you for waiting patiently. We're on to item 3, building and facility update, the field house discussion from the administration. Do you have anything further or any further update on the field house? I know that we're going to discuss it, but do you have anything further?
It's really the same information that we've had. Nothing's really changed about the price breaks on the different options in the building.
All right. So, does anybody want to start a discussion on the field house?
I don't mind starting it off. I just think we should forego this issue of building a shell and work back from there. I don't think the shell is a good idea. We don't know what we would put in there. And I simply put, I think it's too expensive.
So what would be your option?
Well, if we are serious about doing something for a teacher career test program, then I think we need to do something that's going to move our weight room from the new high school to the field house so that we can open up space in the high school.
Everybody else's thoughts?
I agree with that, but Matt, I had asked you about a couple weeks ago about, because I was confused on what the $1.2 million didn't have a weight room, $1.5 did. We talked about the locker rooms and maybe cutting that down a little bit. Did you do anything on that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, anything is possible, you know, but it becomes functionality and the size of the room. Without knowing the exact layout, I mean, certainly it could be shrunk in, but then it becomes how functional the space becomes. I guess I don't, without having a tape, and we shrink it 10 feet over the whole width of it, probably isn't doable. Could you shrink it a couple feet, 4 feet maybe, but then the locker rooms then become very small with lack of space in those as well. You would have to kind of almost reconfigure the whole space, maybe look at something a little different if you did that.
Well, that I think that's kind of, I personally don't think we need a locker room, you know, a bathroom, maybe the benches to change or just make it a little bit more open. I don't know how much that would save us, but we have, you know, state-of-the-art locker rooms, you know, a couple hundred feet away in the high school. I just don't think, if we can cut down a little bit of money on that, and I asked you about the weight room too, I don't know what a good size is. I know we have 950 now. There's 1,900 up there. This is a 16, if you read it right. 60. So I just didn't know what, if you had talked to them, what a standard size, I don't even know.
Again, I think it just becomes functionality with the amount of equipment you have and what your goal is. And that's the thing, right? And I'll be perfect honest, I'm not a weight room guru, as you can see, but I lift a lot of weight. So I don't, that's a question I really can't answer. Again, we can build any space to how you want it, but then somebody else would probably really need to weigh in on how big that space becomes. You don't really, I mean, locker rooms, you really have changing rooms. is in the current plan as I see it. There really is locker rooms, to me, mean showers, and we don't really have showers. You have an individual toilet group with a sink in each changing room, and then you have a separate restroom outside of that for if spectators came, so.
So is that $300,000 price for what is shown there with toilets and a changing room and the outside toilet? That's what that price is for? That's not for lockers?
No, it does include lockers too, but it just, I guess I'm speaking to the technicalities, the locker room, change room. You have some small, like half-high lockers in there that will just be for, like when you go into the van or one of those, you see not full-height individual lockers that a team would probably keep. So if you played let's say you played a volleyball game or something in here, the opposing team would go in and have a changing room or a locker room, I guess, and some small lockers that they could stick their stuff into. So the price change then becomes, because now you're adding the square footage too, and you're adding a little density to that square footage. So it isn't, you're not paying $300,000 because you want locker rooms and toilets. You're paying $300,000 to fit those things in there and add square footage to increase the size of the, to put a 1,600 square foot weight room in there as well.
Yeah, because the original, the bare bones $1.2 million deal, there's no way we could have fit the weight room in there.
Absolutely not.
So my understanding was is we made this switch for multiple reasons to save on the gym floor and be able to use this for gym, and that's why we went with the locker room or the changing rooms, and that added the square foot. So we not only added because we wanted to make it a weight room, but that allowed us to add the changing rooms as well, because if you're having a weight room out there and having gym, you know, it's not in the same building. I mean, in 30 degree weather, they have to have a place to change. I mean,
pretty fair assessment.
And we do have a athletic or a weight training class in high school.
Right.
Because they contacted me about where's the weight room that we need to sell.
Yeah.
So we have a weight training class, and did you go see the paper part of it?
No, they did.
They did.
Okay. Well, double dip. I'm trying.
Again.
I'm trying.
Hey. See if Bill forgets about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Beyond the space question, did you look into the potential access for community, like RFID cards, like what? I mean, the only reason I say that is because, I mean, it's not going to make a decision whether we build what size field house, but I think it's important that if we're building this, we find a way to, you know, our community uses our track and they've got a lot of use. You know, I mean, they enjoyed it, heard them say they liked it, to create some times and stuff for them to be able to use this field house in a secure way.
We can certainly do that. I mean, we have in the new building that we are incorporating into really the rest of the district as we renovate a new door access system that we could make swipe cards and things like that if needed. My only hesitancy to that situation is if we do start moving some phys ed classes over there, at what point would this building be available to the community? Because I know now as we're scheduling things out, we've got youth and we've got, you know, so without adding some square footage to put them somewhere, you know.
I don't think you have to add square footage to put them anywhere. I think you just make certain times that it's available. I mean, a lot of our senior citizens get up very early that could walk around there before school starts. I mean, the only reason I ask that is, number one, a lot of people have come up to me in the community. I work out at the Y, both Ys, Wadsworth, Farberton, go to McDonald's Breakfast Club. And, you know, I mean, it's come up more and more as you guys want, but haven't given back to us either. And neighboring schools, they do it. I mean, their Cloverleaf gets a lot of use. You know, Wadsworth gets a lot of use from the community, so I mean, I want to think of a way, and you know what? If it's 6 to 8 o'clock in the morning, I don't know what those times are, but that's something we'd have to figure out, or 8 to 9 at night. I don't know, but we need to look at that.
I think it's a scheduling thing.
Yeah.
We just have to, if we're going to do that, we have to dedicate some time to it.
I agree. I mean, I don't know when gym starts. If they have a first period gym class, maybe they do. Obviously, we'd have to open it up early. And make it available. But if we make it available, at least we can say that it's available. Just like anything else we do, if it's not our time, we'll have to make it our time.
Yeah, it just becomes scheduling.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree with Lewis. I think that's a good idea. Especially with Don, I mean, with the computer, he could change that schedule almost weekly and make it available when it would be available, couldn't he?
Yeah, we could even publicize that. We could make it a public event on our webpage, so when they go to the calendar, they could see, open walking open fieldhouse time is, we have to change it for seasons and things like that. They would at least have the avenue to look that up.
And back to this, Jennifer, when is your group going to have the surveys and stuff back from the students?
End of November, beginning of December. I'm going to talk about that in the instruction technology. But, I mean, it's not going to be, we're not going to have that information in time for making this decision.
Yeah, I knew that. I just, it's just back to my original point of, I think if we go with this $1.5 million deal with the weight room out there and the locker rooms and no shell, I mean, we absolutely, I said it before and people kind of frown, but we have to put a sign on the weight room doors, our current, in the new high school, that it can't be used. It's career tech only. I mean, otherwise, we've accomplished nothing for talking about vocational for months now. I mean, nothing. And that's bad.
And I talked to the high school administration, and they are of the understanding, if they're told that's supposed to be vocational space, that it remains vocational space until directed otherwise.
And I only say that because if we don't do the shell now, we're never going to do it. And we know that. I mean, we're not going to be able to, we're going to have to ask for another levy.
Wait, I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
If we don't build the shell now, and that space is used at the high school that for not career tech, we'll not have any, we won't have anything.
Okay.
Because we'll never get approval to build this. That's why
I said. I think the key to that when it comes to using that for career tech space, if you kind of isolate it and say that that's not going to be used, it's for career tech, and you have a plan that you can put in place over the next 6 to 18 months to utilize that space, people will respect that. You get past that, if that place is sitting empty a year from now and we're still saying we need to set that aside for career tech space, I think that's when you get some questions.
Sure. I understand. I mean, as a board, my point being is if I'm fine with the weight room that's built at the new high school being career tech space, we also are voting, if we vote on building this field house without the shell, we're voting and basically saying that the career tech is classroom only, career vocational, because that's all you can fit in the weight room. So, I mean, hopefully, if this is the direction we go, that's what the surveys come back, and that's what we can do is classroom only. Hopefully, that's what our students are interested in. That's my two cents.
Well, I think we should set a goal, obviously Jennifer's on that committee, where next year we need to really try to lay out where we're going with vocational, and that'll kind of secure that so it's not sitting empty, like Dave said, for a year and a half, whatever. So I think that'd be a good goal for us to try to achieve next year as a board. And I agree, Lewis, that area has to be designated for career tech, so it doesn't get used for other purposes. But that's the route we decided to go.
Well, I don't want to give up on the vocational, so I have an article here I'd like to share with everyone. It was given to me by a concerned citizen as we keep discussing this situation, and obviously we have a few members of the public who came and spoke out against educational programs. But in the Forbes magazine, had over 1 million some hits. It described the article as why we desperately need to bring back vocational training in schools. And actually, this person who brought it to me was a product of the vocational schools, and I am, and Rob is. And one of the things that stood out to me was the Bureau of Labor Statistics said 68% of students attend college. And actually, Mrs. Bennett said that 60% of our students...
They self-report. That's what they state.
So when we look at this, one of the things that just kind of stood out to me was almost 40% of the students who begin a four-year college programs don't complete them. So some of these statistics just keep coming out at me. Of those who do finish college, one-third or more will end up in jobs they currently have without a four-year degree. So some of these, the Bureau of Labor Statistics found that 37% of the currently employed college grads are doing work for which only a high school degree is required. So some of the statistics that are in here just keep standing out. So you could take this and read it. And one of the last quotes, the college for everyone mentality has pushed awareness for other possible career paths to the margins. The cost to the individuals and the economy as a whole is high. If we want everyone's kid to succeed, we need to bring vocational education back to the core of high school learning. So to me, education comes first. So is the field house the most important thing, or is education the most important thing? And as I ponder this and I keep thinking about it, I keep getting calls about, you know, Jason, you're always out there trying to fight for what's right, and you're always trying to fight for us, and I'm going to continue. So I believe that we should move and build the shell. I don't care if three people keep coming in here and pounding me on Facebook. You can continue to do it. You can keep on threatening me. It is what it is. I'm an elected official. I'm an elected person. I'm always going to be a target of some. But I will continue to do what I think is best. And to me, as a member of the Board of Education, to me, education comes first. So I like this article. It's something that I still stand behind. It's just information. I believe that we need to move forward with the shell. Obviously, it appears that I'm not going to have the support, and I understand that. That's why it's a democracy. So there's five of us, and I don't have to agree with everybody. But I know in my heart, I've talked to the people, and it's okay. I'm okay with that. So I've done my best. I've talked to the people. And my position, I still believe that we need to build the shell. I believe the people of this community will support that. But I understand if the five of us don't agree. I'll accept that.
Nobody is giving up on vocational. I mean, that's why...
The school was built before I got elected without a vocation, without a vocational building. When we went to Shelby, I was with you. Your eyes got this big. You were excited about that
Shelby
building.
Shelby is a completely different economic area.
And we're a blue-collar town.
They have a huge FFA program. We don't have that farming community here like they do out there. So, I mean, there's a big difference here. The programs that we're looking at, they require a classroom. And those are the bulk of the programs that are in the survey, because that's the direction that Career Tech is taking. So to build this shell, or to say that you're in favor of building this shell, we're going to have this huge area that we may never put anything in.
But we don't know.
I'm not finished. Because we can't afford it.
But we don't know.
I'm still not finished.
Well, I wasn't finished.
I thought you were. Okay. Anyway, We can't afford $1.8 million to build something that we don't have a program to put in. And, you know, you were on instruction and technology last year with me, and you had no concern whatsoever about career tech.
Well, I have the notes, actually. And you and I were definitely concerned about it.
Well, then tell me what we accomplished.
What has anybody accomplished? What programs have we got out of it when we were on it together? But we were both trying to build to the future. So don't sit here and throw stones at people.
No, I'm not throwing stones. I just remember a lot of meetings where there was a lot of disinterest.
Really? Okay, where are the recorded minutes for those?
We don't record our
Okay, so then don't throw stones. So, don't throw stones as we get started, you know, getting closer to election time. So let's get back to what let's get back to the field house conversation.
You were elected the day the bond issue passed, weren't you?
Let's get back. It was already done.
No, it wasn't. There was nothing.
It was already decided.
We couldn't do anything.
I do want to clarify one thing on there, because it's been said several times, and I've corrected it each time, at least I think. It's fair to say that the new school was built without additional career tech spaces. It's not fair to say that the new school was built without career tech spaces. And there's a big difference.
Well, thank you for clarifying. Well, let's move on back to the field house. Let's stay focused for the public's sake.
Please do.
So moving on, we have an opinion.
This weight room, we went on the tour last week and the week before. It's going to be almost like a career tech wing, because we've got the athletic health care, we've got Sue Ward is there, who are the other is Darla Ruff down there too? It is all one wing. So all the vocational rooms are in a row, and then next to that is the weight room. It's going to be perfect.
It makes sense.
It does.
It totally makes sense.
It's alongside the gym. Mm-hmm. It's just almost like a career tech wing is what it is. So
and
that's where it's
at. I'm sorry, are you done? What is the square footage comparison to what the weight or the current going into the current weight room compared to what's proposed here?
It's 300,000 or 300.
I'm sorry, I want to hear it from you.
The current weight room, I believe, is 1,900 square feet, give or take.
And what's the proposed?
1,633, I believe it is.
Okay, and the height, you were talking about the height of the ceilings.
The current weight room as it stands, I believe the outside, I think there's a ceiling in there that, I think the ceiling's at 9 or 10 feet, I'm not sure.
And what's in the proposed?
It's very similar.
Because you had talked before you could leave the ceiling out.
Yeah. The ceiling is in the weight room.
Okay, and then it would have exterior access as the same?
There is a set of doors on the north side of the building that comes into a vestibule. You would have to come in those immediately into that hallway, and then into the weight room immediately on your left.
Because this says 3783 square foot.
What does? That's the.
Oh, he's not comparing weight room. He's comparing career tech lab and the current weight room.
Yeah, for the shell.
Yeah, the career tech lab on this drawing here shows 2874.
There's the last drawing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2874.
Again, I'm not sure that fits anything in particular. They just follow the OSDM on what its recommendations were, which you don't have to follow. So
that's actually what the changing rooms.
Yeah. So total square foot would be the shell. So what would the shell?
That's probably what you have.
6,000.
Yeah. 6,000. So it'd be 6,000, and then the versus 1,900. So that's three times. So to me, it's just, I don't know. That's just my opinion. It's just my difference in.
Then I guess, why did you vote for the field house in the first place?
Because I can accept what the people want. If the people want a field house, and we were responsible enough to come within budget, thank you, Mr. Collier, then I'm okay with that. I can accept it. I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth and back and forth. I'll vote the way, you know, I will listen to the people and what they want. I'm okay with that, and I'll accept that. But I'm still going to fight for what people will call me and have their voice be heard. So I'm okay with that. But I'm not going to sit here and not have their voices be heard. If they want me to bring it up, I'll bring it up.
Jennifer, when do you think you'll have that survey back? In December?
She said in November.
November, December?
Well, by the time we get all of the information back and the results together, I believe it's early January. Isn't that what Roger said?
I believe so. It doesn't matter when, because all of the programs take classes. Now, if it's the HVAC, because we did talk about that, that would go out here by the Mason area. So it has not, you know what I'm saying?
So the classroom would be in the new school, but the actual workshop would be in where the...
Yeah, I don't know how it would work, okay. But that's what he said. There's an aeronautical one. That would be at Wadsworth. But most of them are, they're not geared toward so much toward trades, but they're geared toward, you can either take the program now and go get a job in it,
right.
Or you can take the program now and get additional college if you want to, and then go on. So that's the way the most of the programs are. Do you have a list of them there?
I do, yeah. But I'll talk about that. I mean, we're kind of
Yeah, I know. So it, this is, you know, you don't need this to do like an HVAC. You don't need this to do like a plumbing to do, you know, which I know a lot of carpentry covers, but you don't need like the high ceiling, that kind of thing. We do have that out here. So this will not, if not putting it on, it's not going to limit us at all as to what the programs that we have whittled down and that are on the survey.
It'll just put us in the middle school, not the high school, the facility.
Well, the masonry's saying.
I'm just trying to, it'll be in the middle school.
Well,
location,
I mean,
versus high school.
We're going to pave that path, it can, you know. But the space will be there. It'll be there. Even the survey goes.
A question related to the field house?
Yes. I guess I'm having trouble. I'm not part of the most of the discussion going on, so I just like some clarification. Right now we're talking about adding an empty shell for a cost of $300,000 to a building, and we don't really know what's going to go into that at this time. If we do build a weight room onto the new athletic facility, we will have 1,900 square feet available, which is the equivalent of two regular classrooms. Actually, it's two large classrooms in the current high school, correct?
Right.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So if we spend the $1.5 million and put the new weight room in the athletic facility and figure out what kind of vocational program we're going to put in the new high school. To me, it's a wash. We don't have to spend the $300,000. Am I thinking in the right direction?
What you don't have is how much it's going to cost to finish it, because this is a shell. It's what, another $600,000?
It's $2.2 million total.
Okay, but then, just to fit, that's to finish our part of this, but that's not equipping. If we put in a CAD program, that's going to be probably another $200,000 for all the equipment for a CAD program. So the vocational program itself is going to cost money, correct?
Right.
And we have to pay for that.
Yeah.
And the teacher.
And it's not, it will be part of the compact, but the compact doesn't chip in.
Right.
That's correct. Every district, when you start a program, the cost of that program is the burden of the district that starts it.
Okay. All right, so what we're talking about doing is building a large shell, which is square feet. What is the cost per square foot of the current?
It was $111.50 originally.
Of the new high school?
New high school.
I think the building is about $220 a square foot.
Okay, so we're talking right now about $220 a square foot and 1,900 square feet in the new high school that will probably be allowed vacant until we come up with a vocational program. But if we can find a way to use it, I guess I'm, as a taxpayer, I'm having trouble justifying leaving that
area vacant. You know, he said, you know, put a sign on the door that says can't be used. If it's there, let's use it. If Mr. Shaner can use it for a year until we put a vocational program in there, I say, why not? Because as a taxpayer, that's a lot of money I just spent to build an empty shell. And I don't want to build an empty shell on this new athletic facility that we don't have a program for yet. We're kind of hoping, like, if you build it, they will come. It kind of scares me a little bit to think that we're right now talking about spending taxpayers' dollars to build a shell that has no furniture, no walls, anything, just the shell, and we don't have a program to go into it.
Mr. Santelli, I think you bring up valid points. What you don't know is you have to discuss things or else they never come up. So I think that's what discussions were. Who supports what? That's their opinion. As far as utilizing the weight room, you've been on this board before. You've worked in this school a long time. You utilize that weight room space, you're never going to get it back. What are you going to do, kick teachers out and close down classes? I mean, that's why I said it probably should be designated for career tech, because at the end of the day, like I've said before, we've discussed, Jennifer apparently, long before me, has fought for career tech. Jason, you put something in there, you're not going to get it back. Let's face it, you know as well as I do, we don't have more space. We don't have more space. So if you don't designate an area, where are you going to come up with it?
And we built new schools because everybody said they needed it.
If it is designated, as you said, if it is designated, this is going to be used for vocational. And Mr. Shaner says, but right now I have two tutors who have five kids each. And you know, if we can use that until it turns into vocational, Mr. Shaner's a big boy, and I think that he will understand that down the road. When we get a program, that's going to be the program.
What will we do with the tutors if that was our weight room?
Right now, the tutors are in 8x8 rooms, so they would just have to make do with the 8x8 rooms.
I mean, that's my point, is we don't even have an idea of what could go in there, but if we're just going to arbitrarily pick something and put it in there, then we're going to lose the space. I'm telling you, we're going to lose it. You know as well as I, every school that you go to, every new building, you never have enough space. People always say that, and it gets consumed and you never get it back. And all I'm saying is, if I wasn't part of the original fight for vocational, but as a group, it appears that people care about it, and I think it's a good thing, you can't give that space up. I don't think that you're going to put tutors in there and round tables and call it a day. I can't predict the future, but what's going to happen is it's going to get utilized. There's going to be something planted in there. As long as this takes 18 months, then that maybe that's it. But then we've failed. We've failed as a board.
I guess my main point is, you know, if we are going to use that for vocational, if there's a possibility of using that for vocational, I don't see a reason to build a $300,000 addition to a shell, a $300,000 shell on a athletic facility that we're going to have to trip out later.
So. I'm not. I said if we're going to use the weight room, then we don't build a shell.
Well, you don't come to all the meetings, but Mr. Carmody had said that he doesn't have space for equipment. So that's one of the things that he had said that he wanted to utilize. He has to buy additional equipment. He doesn't have anywhere to put it. So there's track equipment was brought up. There's a lot of other things that he had said that he needed, places to put additional snow removal equipment, lawn maintenance equipment. There's a lot of things that he could utilize that for. So he had some options. He didn't know where to put it. So I don't know.
If we use it for Mr. Carmody's equipment, for a year or two down the road, are we going
to? Yeah, it's not for me to micromanage him.
Throw him out of there. And
yeah,
say,
yeah.
He can't use it anymore.
That's not for this board to micromanage him. We're just coming up with options.
I don't think we need a $300,000 shed.
No.
No.
So well.
That's what that would be.
Well, that's where my favorite program, the masonry program, you know, give those kids a project to do, build a building somewhere out behind wherever.
It's been done before.
Yeah, they do a great job.
That's what we've done in the past in that situation.
I think that everybody here is pretty much, just from hearing everybody's conversation, I mean, we're all want vocational. So, again, I think we should set a goal next year should be our goal, to really move forward on some kind of vocational for that area. And that way, the room will not be sitting empty for any length of time, because we'll be moving forward with what we're doing. And that way, we don't have to worry about getting, you know, tutors or storage. It's just, let's just say, hey, next year, I know Jennifer's working on it, and I know Jason's passionate about it, and I am, Cindy, Lewis, and I think we need to say, hey, you know, we're going to do this, make it happen next year, and just do it. Agree?
Well, to my understanding, so we can move along, it sounds like this board as a whole wants to do the $1.5 million fieldhouse project. Is that the general consensus?
I'd like it to be less, but math. See what you can do. I think with the weight room is what we need. I don't think we need the shell.
Now, we're going to be able to use that for the gym, and the kind of, we talked about that at some point, that the locker rooms will be sufficient for gym as far as to save the wear and tear on the...
For phys ed?
Yeah, for phys ed.
Yeah, that's why we put the lockers in there. And, you know, to say it's a locker room, it's not really a true, like...
Just a changing room?
Correct. Or? You got restrooms. And what we did when we were designing it originally, we had one set of restrooms for male and female, and I didn't think that was adequate, because if I'm an adult, even when I was coaching, I don't like to go in the restroom when there's kids in the locker room. So that's why we have at least a restroom for the students.
Separated out.
For the adults. So that's really, they're really changing rooms with a restroom and then a separate restroom for adults.
And as it shows right now, there's 15 double tier lockers in there. 15 triple tier, that could be 15 four tier. Then a gym locker where you can put in a book bag. You know, if you come in, or again, a visiting team comes in for an event, they can throw their backpack in there. I mean, right now there would be 3 foot tall lockers. You can make them as small as a foot. So you could have a 1 foot by 1 foot locker, an 18 by one, a 3 by 1, or a 12 by, you know, or 6 foot by 1. So there's lots of options you can do with that as well. And again, it doesn't drive the price, whether you go with a bank of 5 or 6 high lockers or 2 lockers, you know, that it's minimal expense to take to keep adding people to it.
Any further discussion on the field house? Does everybody agree to the $1.5 million project to put on the next regular meeting agenda?
I just said it.
Yeah. Okay. Stephanie, if you, I guess I'll have Kelly put that on the agenda.
Yeah, that, right.
Thank you for everybody being passionate, looking into the taxpayers' dollars every which way. I appreciate everybody's efforts into putting that into that. I know it's a lot. Item 4, public participation. We had nobody that signed up. Does anybody wish to speak? Seeing none, item 5, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Seeing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under board business, committee reports, community engagement, Mrs. Webble?
On November 30th at 3:30, we're going to be meeting to discuss the grand opening of high school.
When? What was that? I'm sorry.
November 30th at 3:30.
We're going to have a meeting.
MKC is going to be there, hopefully. C.T. Taylor, they've done quite a few of these, so they'll help us get some ideas.
Why can't we have the meeting this year, the grand opening ceremony, by the end of the year? You said you wanted it in January?
Yeah, it's going to be June. Well, because...
It won't be open.
It's not open. Yeah, it won't be ready. Probably.
It won't be ready?
It's Christmas break, you know.
Some auditorium and stuff's not going to be ready until like the first week in January. Where will that meeting be, Cindy?
Probably the administration one.
That's fine.
Yeah, well, in the administration meeting.
Technology instruction, Mrs. Bennett.
Yes, we had a very productive meeting, I feel.
Roger Wright was there, many staff members from the high school, Mr. Shaner, Jessica Williams, Mr. Dunn, I'm trying to think who else. The purpose of the meeting was we had a draft of the survey, and all of us went through each aspect of the survey. I'm sorry, you guys were there too. I'm sorry. And Sharon, that's right. Went through every aspect of it and picked it apart, what needed to be tweaked, what needed added to the survey. So it's going to address biomedical, landscape, HVAC, theater arts, finance, aeronautics, pharmacy, cybersecurity, animal care and management, a vet tech program, a child development. We're kind of working on that one. These are not all programs for students that are going on to college. These are programs that will allow students, if they have an interest in it, to graduate from high school and get a job. And that's really the goal and intent of the committee. So all of the changes Roger is taking back, they're tweaking the survey. It'll go out to students the third week of November, I believe. I wrote down the date. The one thing that we didn't talk about is, and maybe you've already done this, but would you talk to Mrs. Gerber about it? Because the students that we want to target are 7th and 8th grade, 9th and 10th. And it's not just for the students, but it's also parents. And then also as part of the survey for each of these different areas, there is a link that they can look at all the various jobs that these programs could open doors for them. And that it also has statistics of the labor market of how many jobs are available right now in those areas and what the expected salaries are. So I think it's a really good tool for the students and the parents. And it does ask, is this a student, you know, responding? Is this a parent responding? We're adding some disclaimer language because we don't want people to have the impression that if they have an interest in all these things, that all these things are going to be added. We have to look at the cost and the number that are interested in each area. And I think that's about it. So it's going to go out the middle of November. All of the results will get calculated, put together. Then we will regroup when all the results are in and look at what we can do. So it's pretty exciting. I'm excited. I think we're really going to make some progress with this and see what the students are interested in doing. We have a meeting tomorrow to gather information about the transition in terms of the locations of the different grade levels and looking at whether fifth grade, if there's a possibility, what the strengths or pros and cons are for keeping it in elementary or keeping it with middle school. So that's scheduled for tomorrow. We had, I think, our last meeting for interiors and aesthetics, and it went very well. Thank you, Matt. We also took a tour of the new high school on Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Well, yeah, it was Tuesday. And so the new Panther that's being put down on the gym floor looks awesome. So despite all the craziness with the different drafts that we had back and forth and tweaking that. So it was just very exciting to see all of the things that the Interiors and Aesthetics Committee has worked for over two years on picking out to now see it finally come to fruition. So the building is going to be beautiful. I'm very excited for the students, for the staff, for everybody. I mean, for this community. It's just, it's fabulous.
Jen, can I? And I'd like to thank the Interiors Committee for giving me the opportunity to come be a voice that was heard and considered.
And putting our faith in you,
putting
yes.
Putting your faith in me. Thank you.
So, no, it's all beautiful. The gym floor is beautiful.
I have a picture on my phone if anybody would like to see it before they leave.
Is it done?
The gym floor is done.
Yeah.
Under operations, do you want to try to meet in the first part of December?
Yeah.
And I would assume that the field house, that's going to include the cameras and everything?
That would be my assumption.
Okay. Just so that it's all secure with the new door locks and everything, the new systems in place.
It will definitely
help that. Okay, I'll get with Mr. Yule.
Door lock systems.
Yeah.
Card swipes are either in keys.
Just make sure that price includes all the systems.
You don't want it to be a nightly slumber party house, right?
Finance, Mr. Knight.
I have something under operations I want to ask, okay. One thing the board has never discussed, it's the naming of these two buildings. Obviously, the middle school's going to be an elementary school, and this school's going to be a middle school. I had talked to Dave about it in the summer, and we have to make, I think we have to decide, like, here, pretty quick, what we're going to be naming the buildings. So, I don't know. I mean, we had, when I went to the primary, it was the Norton Elementary School. I looked back at my 1967-68 yearbook. It was Norton Elementary. So I don't know if that goes there, but this is my concern, and maybe it's not a big deal or whatever, but I really don't know if we should call this the middle school because of
Confusion. Yeah.
Okay, it's at the middle school. Oh, which one? The old middle school or the new middle school?
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. I thought maybe we should call it the junior high, but that's just my 2 cents worth. Cornerstone, a few years ago, was called the Norton Junior High, which I didn't even know. It was for a short period of time. Next to Vicki Wallace, we found it out. She had a yearbook from there. Because I'm on the historical committee, we've been researching all this stuff. So I think we need to talk about it or figure it out or whatever.
Like the Historical Society? That's in.
No, I mean the historical
committee. Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, but see what their opinion.
We just need to make some decisions.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to. Okay, thank you.
And then the other thing I want to ask about the move. I've had a million questions.
That's all we've talked about.
Well, no, but I mean, you know, what's going on with this move? I mean, we have like zero details. So, you know, I've heard that, okay, teachers get 5 boxes of personal stuff. What's happening like with the furniture at the middle schools, I guess is what I want to ask. Because they teach, a lot of the teachers teach with the 2 desks and the chairs, and we don't have a whole lot of that up here.
I'm working with Travis, Mr. Dobbins, to get an inventory. We did it with technology already, with Angie and Travis, myself, and Keith Fetzer to figure out what technology's down there, what technology needs to be moved up here. Our needs for whiteboards up here that aren't here because some of the technology requires that, so we've kind of got that plan down. And it's our plan this week for Travis and I to come up with a similar list of what's in the classroom now, what do they have, and where are we going to get that furniture from. So if it's just some tables and chairs, there might be somewhere in this building where there's tables and chairs, we can just do a quick move. I'm anticipating not being that lucky and having to move a bunch of furniture from down there, but we have a very good plan up to this point. I don't fear getting the furniture up here.
Who's moving that furniture?
Are we hiring people?
Our maintenance staff right now. What I am going to do is I'm going to have a couple moving companies kind of on call. Because if we get a whole bunch of snow, our maintenance guys go from moving to now plowing, and I'm going to need some help with that. I mean, if the weather's great like it was last year, I don't think we have a fear. We have a good staff. You know, we're renting a large 26-foot liftgate truck that you can move a lot of stuff at once. It will be very efficient in that sense. But we're in that, you know, getting those details of what needs moved. I anticipate by early December having the plan pretty much locked down, minus the unknowns of are we going to get a foot of snow. And
I just had really a lot of questions about it, so I want to be able to, you know, kind of give some answers. So.
And I know the transition teams in the buildings have been meeting. The building principals have been fielding quite a few questions, and we've been getting them the questions back to the teachers as quickly as we can.
And can I just add about technology? I've already been sharing with the teachers, both in the middle school and high school, specific directions as far as what's being packed and how. And, I mean, basically every detail about every piece of equipment and who's doing what and when and what days and when they need to have things ready to go. So, and how that relates with grades as well, because we have the quarter closing at the same time. So we were working to schedule our tech and curriculum meeting the week week of the 14th, and that was when I was going to share with you the information I provide with them, along with the spreadsheet of information of all the technology that needs to be moved from one building to the next, and how we're going to make things work. So if we can get that scheduled, then absolutely. I can share all that with you.
And you've talked about the boxes. You want them to consolidate, but you've offered enough, more than enough boxes for everyone.
And really what we've done is we've tasked the building principals. Basically, if they tell me it needs moved, we're going to move it. It comes down to, we need to take a hard look at what we're moving. But at the end of the day, the educational materials will get moved.
Well, I wasn't worried about those.
As well as, the furniture, because the middle school's making the hard move. The high school's making the easy move to a brand new building. That's easy for them. So we are going to make every effort to make sure when the middle school walks in that they feel like they're almost walking in the same classroom they had before.
Okay. Thank you.
One thing I'd like to bring up under naming is, we under public participation a couple weeks ago, we had someone talked about naming the auditorium after Billville. And I think that would be something we need to discuss and talk about. I think it might be in. Oh, okay. You were going to bring that
up?
No, I just think that would be something maybe we should talk about. I know it hasn't really been talked about. I have had different people contact me. And Mr. Vail was, I had him for English, and he was a great teacher, obviously. To get me interested in Huckleberry Finn when I was a junior in high school was something, and he did.
That was the worst.
Well, he made it interesting. I like him. I think he's a good guy.
Everything related to Huckleberry Finn.
I think, not to steal your thunder on that, but I do think we need to talk about it, but I also have been thinking a lot about that, being in the operations and policy as far as naming and stuff. Yeah. That we might be able to put a plaque or something in there as well, as opposed to maybe Bill Vail Auditorium. It's just maybe, I don't know, something Bill Vail stage or dedication plaque or something with all of his experience. And because he surely could be a Hall of Fame person too.
Yeah.
He didn't graduate.
Huh? It has to be a graduate. Could it be an employee?
Well, it's coaches. I don't know about
coaches.
That's a good point.
But you know what I mean? It's just something that has all that stuff on there. But that we definitely.
Well, I know we talked before about naming things when I was on that committee, and I don't know. I mean, whether we want to talk about naming things for a certain amount of time or how we. But I just think that actually the gentleman that spoke contacted me and called me a couple weeks ago, and it's like, have you guys talked? I said, no, I'll bring it up, and we need to really talk about that too. And I think it's good because it really. It recognizes people who, and I think Mr. Vail is definitely one of those people who really, he was one of those influential people that deserves some recognition.
The only thing I think with naming an entire, the EA Cyberlink Stadium, nobody knows who he is.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Because he was the longest serving board member, 35 years. And I remember him, but you know what I'm saying?
That's why I said for maybe some time, 20 years or something.
Well, a plaque. I like that.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. A dedication,
Because there's a nice rotunda there or whatever, lots of wall space.
This is something I think we should talk about. I think it's a good idea.
Start a theater hall of fame as well. Make him an initial induction. Plaques there. I mean, we have
nobody
all
tell him.
Right. Obviously, they're recorded.
Oh. And under finance.
I had a couple.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A couple things. I just want to clarify because a couple months ago there were a lot of statements made about how our bus garage was unsafe and we needed to make all these repairs to our bus garage. And as it turns out, it seems like we don't need to make any repairs for another 5 to 10 years. I just want to clarify that.
Well, it depends on whether you're talking about. If we were trying to fill up every bay in our bus garage with a bus,
okay,
then yes, those last couple bays that we use for storage. The conversation, though, was mainly about the maintenance area. And the maintenance area certainly isn't what you would build today, but it's not like it's falling down and unsafe from that standpoint.
Okay.
And I know Jake looked at that. Would you add anything to that?
No, I just think we do need to have a plan to upgrade it at some point, but it doesn't need to be next year. I mean, they've been functioning in there. Our guys do a great job. I'd like to, at some point, have a plan to see them have a lift to where they can get a bus off the ground inside. But if that doesn't happen in the next couple of years, I just think it needs to be on the radar.
And that's fine. I guess I think, though, the impression was that it was unsafe, it was falling apart, and I just want to make sure that that's not the case.
No, I don't think it's going to fall down. The worst part of that bus garage are the bays that we park the buses in, and that really is a luxury. And we do need to look just for our maintenance part to become a little bit more efficient.
Okay. Well, one of the things when we toured that is the salt is eating the I-beams there between the doors. And I know that some of those were repaired. We looked at those. They were welded in plates and that type of thing.
Correct. There's been some temporary repairs.
Yeah. And the other thing was the gas, the tanks, where you were saying that they wanted to actually get them tanks above ground. You were saying they're rusting out around there. But you also said that the ideal situation is have the tanks above ground. Is that right?
Well, that's the new way that they're doing it now, because then you don't have as much. Because when we do go to make that change, there'll probably be some soil remediation that has to happen, because we can't. Basically, you need to assume that was leaking a little bit. So all the new tanks that they're doing are now above ground. The fees are less, because we have an underground like storage tank insurance we have to do and things like that. Once again, that's something that doesn't have to happen right now. Yeah. It's something that we want to get a plan, though, that we need to at least have on our radar.
I think that's reasonable. And then I just had one question. Jason, last week you asked for the evaluations of Mr. Carney, Mr. Morris, Ms. Wagler, Ms. Herchek, and you also asked for a list of all the administrators when their contracts expire. It's kind of an unusual request, and I just was wondering why you asked for all that information.
Well, it's time to evaluate, and next year you have some that are up. So, like you had said before, they're always open and available at the administrator's office.
The evaluations that were done by Mr. Dunn, I mean, we don't participate in that.
And like you'd said before, when you did the contracts early, they're always available at the administration office, so go get them, go look at them. So
there's no particular reason why you asked for their evaluations, just because?
Why would you not look at and be prepared for if administrator's contracts are next year?
Well, we do.
And first of all, we don't know, so you have to educate yourself, so that's what I'm doing.
Okay, well, we do that when the superintendent has made a recommendation either to extend a contract or not extend a contract. And since we're not at that point, he hasn't brought anything to us. That's why I'm questioning why you did it. And, you know, I just for my own self, I don't want to get into a situation where we thought we weren't going to have any issues with Mr. Dunn's contract, and lo and behold, we did.
Yeah,
so,
and as board president, it's my duty to make sure, especially if we have a superintendent who's leaving, I want to make sure what's available to us and what's going on. So I'm doing my due diligence to make sure what's available to us.
I just want to make sure that's all it is.
Yeah. So
thank you.
I don't like this. I got your politics. You could have called and asked me instead of bringing it out, but it's okay to the public to hear that.
It's public record.
Sure. So you could call and ask. I'm always available if you wanted to ask that question.
You know what? The question was asked in January about Mr. Dunn's contract, and his contract wasn't renewed.
And we had an executive session.
So that's why I'm asking in public.
And we had two executive sessions about that. And it's interesting what happens in an executive session. Policy.
Finance.
I thought you were done. Sorry.
No, I didn't go over it. No, finance. We met last month, and we haven't met since, so that's all.
Policy?
Hopefully we'll get a meeting scheduled here soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just have a few updates, according to Mrs. Hagenbusch.
Yeah.
And the other ones will be on this board meeting.
Yeah, the other one's for the final meeting.
Yeah.
Item seven, superintendent's reports.
I have nothing additional.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Thank you for coming.